My guest, just like you, asked God, is there any way to be protected from all the things I see coming on this earth? Then, in a dream, she heard the audible voice of God giving her the key that will allow you to walk in divine protection 24/7 on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. And this is Thanksgiving, and there is one couple that is so excited because they had a miracle on Thanksgiving. Her husband was trying to get a home to her, and the little plane went down in the ocean. People didn't know where it was. He was in the freezing water for 40 hours, literally passed out. Sharks swimming all around. Everyone should have given up, but his wife didn't give up. She knew about the wonderful promises in the 91st Psalm and began praying them. And her husband knew about those promises. He didn't lose his cool. He just stood on those promises, and we call it a Thanksgiving miracle. And I believe as you see this, you too are going to have a Thanksgiving miracle. But Peggy Joyce Ruth, you know, it says to whom much is given, there's more responsibility. You were given your life back, as far as I can see. You wanted to share the good news with a Buddhist housewife. You go there. What happened?
Well, I was a little Baptist girl, and I didn't know about spiritual warfare. But I just didn't want her going to hell. And so I went over and I started sharing with her. And she said, if you'll give me equal time. Well, that sounded reasonable.
Sure.
And so she said, I just want you to keep an open mind. Well, I've often said that I kept such an open mind that my brain fell out and I didn't find it for another 8 years. But I left her house that day absolutely terrified.
And in a state of confusion.
Complete confusion.
And you know, this shouldn't have happened, but it happened. And for 8 years, she went through hell. She had electric shock treatments. But just as it happened suddenly, she started reading books about people that found such joy that were filled with the Spirit of God and began speaking in supernatural languages. So she got prayer for that. And what happened?
I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My husband did. We were actually in New Orleans at a Pepsi-Cola meeting, and we both received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And for the next 2 years, now keep in mind, I had been tormented for 8 years. I can't even begin to describe the torment. For 2 years, I was in the most peace. It was just wonderful. It was like a honeymoon with the Lord.
But then that spirit of fear, as he often does, tried to come back, and she wasn't prepared, and that came back. But you had a vision.
Yes.
In which you were really instructed, it's time to become a true follower of the Messiah. It's time to meditate on his promises. And this was all new for you. And then you went through what is known as deliverance.
Yes.
But the thing that really did it was you had a question for God.
Yes. And I had asked the Lord, is there any way to be delivered and protected from all the things that we see coming on the earth? Because I was just hearing about Christians dying of cancer, having car wrecks. And so I said, is there any way to be protected? And I really wasn't expecting an answer. But I lay down and went to sleep. I was only asleep like 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, I had the most unusual spiritual dream.
Tell me about it.
It was wonderful. I was out in this open field, and I was asking the same question, Lord, is there any way to be protected from all the things I see coming on the earth? And in the dream, out of heaven, I heard the voice of God say, in your day of trouble, call on me, and I will answer. Well, in the dream, I just remember that I got so excited. I just thought I was just going to explode. I was so excited. And all of a sudden, the field was full of people and just filled up. And we were all rejoicing and praising God and singing and so excited we could hardly stand it. Well, I came awake. I knew it was a spiritual dream.
It was an answer to your question.
It was an answer to my question. God had spoken to me, but I didn't even know that was a scripture. I had no idea what it meant, but I knew that God had spoken to me. The next day, I heard Pat Boone's wife just make a comment on a tape about Psalm 91. She said nothing else about Psalm 91, but I knew in my heart, it was like it exploded on the inside of me. And I knew that whatever was in that psalm was my answer. And I almost tore up my Bible turning to Psalm 91. And when I got there, there was the exact statement that God had made in the dream.
Well, wait a second. Yeah, the statement was there, but isn't this a little obsessive? For 35 years, you have been studying Psalm 91?
After I found out about Psalm 91, yes. I've studied it for 35 years.
Why? Why? I mean, you just read it, you know it.
Well, there's a lot more to it than just reading through it. And as I studied the psalm, I found out that every evil known to man is covered in that psalm. It is a covenant. And in 1 Peter... I found out later that in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5, it tells us that we're to thank God for the fact that we're born again. We're to thank Him for the fact that there's an inheritance laid up in heaven. And then to thank Him for a protection covenant ready to be revealed in the end days. And that's in the New American Standard. And I thought, that's what it is. God has revealed this covenant, and it was ready to be revealed in these end days because we have so much coming against us. And if we don't take God's promises, we're going to go down just like everybody else, you know, just like the non-believer. But if we'll take God's promises, it works.
Well, she has been studying Psalm 91, and she's got it in every fiber of her being. And you heard what she said. It's a covenant for protection against anything. Yeah. Anything means sickness. Anything means robbery. Anything means family problems. Anything means mental, emotional problems. Anything. Anything. It's so wonderful, Peggy Joyce Ruth, and you've investigated stories of people, especially, you know what excites me?
What is it?
All of the people that you've talked with in military that have used Psalm 91,
yes,
and it saved their life. One that comes to mind.
Well, I loved going to Pagosa Springs and speaking to John Walker. He was in World War II. He had been sent to the Philippines. This is before the war actually started. And he was lying on his cot, and his buddy was digging a foxhole. And the buddy called to him, and he thought, oh, I don't want to go do that. And so he waited, and the buddy called three times. And he finally got up, and as soon as he left his cot, a bomb fell right where he had been lying. And he got over there, and the buddy had never called his name.
I didn't say anything. You didn't call me? I didn't say anything. And who did?
And he knew then that God had a call on his life. And it was his brother, who was a preacher back home, who was standing on Psalm 91. And every day he was quoting Psalm 91 protection over that brother who was in the Philippines.
Oh, you see what I mean? Wait till you find out a woman that's attacked by a rapist, another person that gets a dread disease. All of that is healed in Psalm 91. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
It was God's purpose from the beginning for all nations to become one in Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, to break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. When Jewish spiritual DNA merges with the new covenant Christian DNA, there will be what Paul called life from the dead. That's why Sid Roth's website is loaded with cutting-edge articles and teaching about the one new man. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Peggy Joyce Ruth and Pat and Del Hicks. had what is called a Thanksgiving miracle. Why? Because it happened on Thanksgiving. There was no hope because Dell went down in a plane in the Atlantic. Water is freezing. There are sharks swimming around. He totally passes out. Everyone gave up on him, but he didn't give up. He knew the promises of Psalm 91. And his wife didn't give up, even though they tried to get her to give up. She knew the promises of Psalm 91. And as you witness this Thanksgiving miracle, I believe God has many, many more miracles for you in Psalm 91. Let's take a look.
I left Sub Key, Bahamas on a Tuesday on a twin-engine airplane. I was on my way to Fort Lauderdale to attend a friend's funeral right before Thanksgiving. I was on the airplane with a deep-sea diver, an attorney and his wife, and a pilot and the dog.
Neither Dell Hicks nor the four other people on the plane that day had any idea what was about to happen next.
I looked out the window, and I seen one engine go out, and I noticed that the pilot was very concerned.
The pilot realized the trouble they were in. He called for the passengers to help by throwing some of the non-essential things off the plane to lighten the load. Then the unthinkable happened. At 5 p.m., the second engine went down. They were 20 miles from land as the plane began to plunge into the frigid Atlantic Ocean.
Everybody hang on. Brace yourself. We're going down.
When the second engine went out, there was so much confusion on the plane that the pilot forgot to put out a Mayday signal.
Raise yourselves!
It was a miracle that the plane didn't break into pieces. Instead, the pilot was able to glide it down on top of the ocean's surface as if landing on solid ground. Miraculously, the ocean had suddenly become extremely smooth and calm.
We were waiting at the airport for Dell to come in, and the plane didn't come in. The time went on by, and then it was that night. The next thing we knew, it was Wednesday, and the next thing we knew, it was Thursday morning. It had been about a total of 40 hours. We'd had not the first word from anyone about what had happened to the airplane.
The news media reported that this was one of the largest search operations in history of that region. Yet night after night, there was no sign of the plane or any survivors.
The plane went down about 25 miles from Bimini, and the five of us were very cold in the salty water.
One of the passengers was an expert deep-sea diver who, for the first time ever, brought his swim gear with him on his return to the States. He was able to dive into the water and find the airplane. He returned to the surface with his wetsuit and other diving gear. He also brought back some life vests.
I did not have time to be afraid. I was only trying to survive.
It was a miracle Dell didn't freeze to death in those waters. It was an unusually cold time. The weather was in the 50s. The water temperatures were in the 60s, I believe. One of the news anchors there in Miami happened to be a professional diver, put on his wetsuit, went down to the bay, and they showed it on the news that he was coming out of the water. He told the news media he could not stand that water, even with his wetsuit on. And this is what they were all enduring out there in the water for those hours.
I think what really gave me hope was that my wife and I had been studying Psalm 91, and God said he would give his angels charge over me.
For he shall give his
and he did.
Charge over thee to keep thee.
The attorney gave up hands. And died the following morning after the crash. They held on to his body, hoping to give him a decent burial once they were rescued. Then a 10-foot tiger shark smelled the body and began to close in on them.
We released the body, and thank God the shark did not attack us. The water was so cold that my one leg had cramped and I couldn't use it. And I would just throw up my hand and praise God for his help.
Later that afternoon, the attorney's wife died. Dell passed out and remained unconscious.
That night, I finally lay down and went to sleep. But just after I dozed off, I heard in my spirit to get up and confess the word of God over Dell. I started confessing, "Yes, Lord, I confess Dell Hicks is rescued safe and sound. With my heart, I believe Dell is rescued safe and sound." And then I called my pastor, and his wife answered the phone, and I said, "Can't you feel it? Can't you feel that whatever's happened to Dell is over?" I said, "It's over." And I didn't know it, but she turned to her husband and she said, "Pat's lost it. We better get over there."
Danny, the diver, told the pilot to stay with Dell. Danny began to swim back to shore to get help. He was swimming from 9 o'clock that evening to about 8 o'clock the next morning. It was a miracle that he finally reached the shore and got help. The Coast Guard set out by helicopter on a search for the pilot and Dell, based on the information given by Danny, the diver.
I was unconscious, and I got separated from the pilot. And when the Coast Guard flew over me, they thought I was dead.
The Coast Guard's policy is that if a person is dead, they continue the search for the living. One of the men of the Coast Guard looked down at the apparently lifeless body of Dell. Knowing that they would have to pass over him and try to find the pilot, the guardsman said,
"Lord, if he's alive, let him move something."
A miracle happened. On cue, Dell's arm suddenly lifted up for the Coast Guard to see.
I believe it was an angel that lifted Dell's arm. It just had to be an angel.
After lifting Dell to safety, the Coast Guard found the pilot alive too.
We know that God did a miracle for us in this circumstance surrounding this airplane crash. His word is true, and we have really studied Psalm 91 for a long number of years. We've depended on the verses, especially the verses that say that he's given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. He says in the last three verses that because you've set your love upon me, therefore when you call upon me, I'll hear you, I'll answer you and deliver you, and with long life will I satisfy you. His word is true. It's always true, and we live it then and we live in it now. We thank God so much for his love. Amen.
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 You can have God's supernatural shield of protection surrounding you. Dell Hicks miraculously survived a plane crash, 40 hours in the cold Atlantic waters, avoiding a killer shark and death by hypothermia. A serial rapist was overcome by the power of God's presence and allowed his victim to escape unharmed. A World War II soldier heard the voice of God calling him to leave his tent. As soon as he did, the tent exploded. God supernaturally delivered him from the enemy's deadly fire. Read these faith-expanding testimonies, plus 30 more in Peggy Joyce Ruth's book, and you will start walking in the miraculous promises contained in Psalm 91. Call now and get both Peggy's powerful and timely book, Psalm 91, and her three-part audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare. Both are yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. In this book, Peggy includes a special Psalm 91 covenant prayer that will unfold God's promises in your life, including access into the secret place of the Most High, divine protection from evil people and deadly diseases, supernatural provision, divine covering, even in the midst of war and catastrophes, supernatural peace, God's justice and restoration, angelic protection, and so much more. Plus, through Peggy's audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare, you will receive supernatural keys to win the battle over ungodly thoughts that keep you from receiving God's promises in your life. Don't miss out on getting both Peggy's powerful and timely book, Psalm 91, and her three-part audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare. Both are yours for a donation of $40. Ask for offer number 9077. Call now or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9077 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Peggy Joyce Ruth. And I am just overwhelmed over that Thanksgiving miracle. But, I mean, you have lived in your own family so many miracles. No wonder that you got that 91st Psalm so deep inside of you. And the teaching is so rich on the 91st Psalm. Tell me about your niece, Julie.
My niece was 10 years old, and she was thrown from a horse and hit her head on a large rock. Well, by the time we got to the larger city where they had taken her, they wheeled her bus, and I didn't recognize her. Her head had swollen, and the doctor immediately told us that she would not live through the night. Well, my brother said, we have a covenant, a Psalm 91 covenant. And he said, the doctor said, well, don't even try to expect her to live because she will be brain damaged. She will have loss of eyesight. The bone behind her ear is completely crushed. She will not be able to hear. And my brother turned to us and said, I have a covenant of Psalm 91, and my daughter will be fine, and she will not have brain damage. In 7 days, Julie walked out of that hospital, no brain damage, no loss of eyesight, no loss of hearing. And it was a miracle.
And no fear for you as you begin to understand the covenant that you have. Tell me about that woman where the rapist came into her apartment.
Yes, that was Julie Patty, and she lived in Fort Worth, Texas. She was getting ready for church. Someone knocked on her door. She just assumed it was one of her friends. She opened the door, and this man ran in and grabbed her and took her into the bedroom. And he was prepared to rape her. And she started confessing Psalm 91. And he would just kind of lose his focus. And she said he would just kind of shake his head like he couldn't figure out what was happening. And this went on for 45
Jesus
minutes.
And
she just kept confessing Psalm 91. And he would attack her again. And,
so
and then he would lose his focus.
You don't. It'll be okay.
And one of those times, she was able to get out the door. And he had raped many, many women this way. She was the only one that he had not been able to rape. And it was a Psalm 91.
How does Psalm 91 work with terminal diseases? Like, tell me about the woman that had lupus.
Yes, Renee. She's a good friend of mine. And when she went to the hospital, they told her that she had less than 3 months to live. They told her, go home and get your affairs in order. Well, I tell you what, she started quoting Psalm 91, but yet she was getting worse by the day. And the doctor said, this is going to happen, and you're going to get worse and worse until you just pass away. And she said, no, I've got a Psalm 91 covenant. And it took months. She did confess this covenant for months, but gradually she started turning around. Her kidneys started functioning again. Her liver began to function again. She got completely well. The doctor finally said, I can't explain it this, but you have no lupus working in your body. That was 10 years ago. She went with me to the Philippines about 2 years ago, and we went over and got to witness to the people over there. And it was just wonderful to see her so vibrantly going for God.
Peggy Joyce, for over 35 years, you have been studying the 91st Psalm. You have seen person after person rescued out of disaster by this 91st Psalm, starting with yourself. I mean, you must be one grateful person. Would you teach on one or two lines from Psalm 91 right now?
Yes, I'll be happy to. That I love Psalm 91, every bit of it. But verses 5 and 6 are so special because it covers every evil known to man. It talks about, first of all, the terror by night, which includes all of the evil that comes through what another person can do to harm you. It talks about the arrows that fly by day, all of the assignments of the enemy. Then it talks about the pestilence, all the sickness and disease. And then last, it talks about destruction. And that takes in all of the natural disasters, the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the car wrecks. And it says that 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But if you'll dwell in the shelter and believe God's word, it says it will not approach you for any purpose. That's a tremendous promise.
This is God's promise to you. With long life, you will be satisfied. Satisfied. Why? because God loves you and you have become a disciple, a student of God's word. And you have a relationship with God. And the relationship begins by telling God that you are sorry for all the mistakes you've made. I actually met people that said, I didn't make any mistakes. Oh, well, you never stole anything. You never lied. You never looked at pornography. You never had sex outside of marriage. You never were addicted to anything. No, I wasn't. Well, that's wonderful. How about if you compare yourself with pure love? Have you been pure love? Of course not. God is love. Compared to God, you're filthy. Repent of your sins, tell him you're sorry, and believe that the blood of Jesus washes away your sins. And then when you're clean, God promises to come live inside of you. Say that out loud, and I promise you, he promises you, with long life, you will be satisfied.
You can have God's supernatural shield of protection surrounding you. Del Hicks miraculously survived a plane crash, 40 hours in the cold Atlantic waters, avoiding a killer shark and death by hypothermia. A serial rapist was overcome by the power of God's presence and allowed his victim to escape unharmed. A World War II soldier heard the voice of God calling him to leave his tent. As soon as he did, the tent exploded. God supernaturally delivered him from the enemy's deadly fire. Read these faith-expanding testimonies, plus 30 more in Peggy Joyce Ruth's book, and you will start walking in the miraculous promises contained in Psalm 91. Call now and get both Peggy's powerful and timely book, Psalm 91, and her three-part audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare. Both are yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. In this book, Peggy includes a special Psalm 91 covenant prayer that will unfold God's promises in your life, including access into the secret place of the Most High, divine protection from evil people and deadly diseases, supernatural provision, divine covering, even in the midst of war and catastrophes, supernatural peace, God's justice and restoration, angelic protection, and so much more. Plus, through Peggy's audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare, you will receive supernatural keys to win the battle over ungodly thoughts that keep you from receiving God's promises in your life. Don't miss out on getting both Peggy's powerful and timely book, Psalm 91, and her three-part audio CD teaching series, Mental Warfare. Both are yours for a donation of $40. Ask for offer number 9077. Call now or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9077 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. I spoke in the Filipino language and led a Filipino medical doctor to his Messiah. Only problem was, I don't speak the Filipino language, and there are over 40 different dialects in the Filipino language, and I even spoke in his dialect. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.